Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the EMS, EMSO, and Library Call for March 24th, 2014. So thank you for joining us. Today we only have one question, so let's get to that question. Rick, how do you know whether I have processed a feeling or have just blocked it, stuffed it, or buried it? For a while, I was obsessed with EAP, but now I'm not. But one day, I can be praying for her, and the next day, I can't even think about her without getting angry. Could you please talk about healthy thought habits? I don't know whether using distraction to avoid negative thoughts about her keeps me from processing the pain and sadness. Thanks. You know, with the affair partner and situations like this, I believe that, first off, what you're doing is very normal. And the grieving process, if you remember, goes back and forth. It starts at denial, goes to anger, then to depression, then to conversation or bargaining, and then finally to acceptance. And that process is not necessarily just a linear process. It sounds to me what's actually happening is you're switching back and forth between anger at times and then back down to conversation or acceptance. What you really want to do probably is journal a little bit about it. Be willing to talk about the anger at times. I don't know if your husband's safe, but find somebody else you can really process with. And when you're in the anger stage, sitting there going, it is what it is. It just is what it is. I just want to be able to accept things as they are. God bless them. You know, they didn't get it. I just pray that, you know, don't give them what they deserve. That's about a letting go. And begin to also look and journal about how God has transformed that loss. Because another way of looking at acceptance is beginning to see that the loss is transformed. What good has come from this? And where you're moving forward? And you didn't put in here, I don't believe, how far away you are from ground zero, but certainly that anger back and forth stage is pretty common for about 2 years. So if you're in that time zone, then I'd say you're probably pretty normal. So I hope those things help. Let's try that journaling out and see if that doesn't work for you. If you continue to stay stuck, please post another question. And that's all of our time for today. Thank you very much, guys, and look forward to talking to you next week to healing.